Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Baxter, the Vice President's Game with Mary Kissel. We're playing the game anybody can play at home. Donald Trump is the Republican candidate presumed, and his choice for the vice presidency is profound because he's limited to one term. He cannot succeed himself this time, a lame duck president if he's successful. Whoever that vice president is going to have a great advantage in the 28th cycle of the presidential contest from the GOP. Same for the Democrats, except for Ms. Harris is clearly in place for a 28 run if Mr. Biden is successful. Now, the game on the Republican side is played not just in terms of Donald Trump, but in terms of what are the needs of the U.S. I like foreign policy. Mary is very good at foreign policy, so I submit two names to Mary. Your previous boss, very careful, Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, before that DCI, before that a member of the House Intelligence Committee, an Army veteran, a decorated Army veteran, a very, very smart man, who declined to run for Senate in his native Kansas, declined to run for the presidency this time and yet. And the other name is Marco Rubio of Florida, who since 16 and 20 and 12 has educated himself on foreign policy. Your turn, Mary.
Well, I'm a little biased, John. I mean, of course, I think Secretary Pompeo would make an extraordinary vice president, probably one of the best that we've had in our modern history. I thought he was one of the best secretaries of state that we've had in our modern history. So I'm in his corner. I think he's got a breadth of life experience, and I know he's a very principled person, ethical person, and he loves America, and I think he's very capable, and he'd have a cadre of people around him to help him, and I think he'd be excellent. Marco Rubio, too, has things to commend him. He's politically, he's from a swing state, so that may play into the calculation. He's deeply anti-communist. He loves America as well. He has comported himself well as a U.S. senator. I think some of his big government economic ideas are probably, not where a lot of the free marketeers are in the party, but that wouldn't necessarily be as brief as vice president. I think he's a capable person. He really knows Washington. But then again, so does Secretary Pompeo. He was in Congress for 10 years, just as Rubio has spent much of his time in the Senate. I think the difference between the two is that in the Senate, you can kind of stand up and say things, whereas if you work in the executive branch, you have to do things and be accountable for them. And that is a vast difference. And I did see that when I worked at the State Department and some of the decisions that Secretary Pompeo made, whether it was in the way that we would draw down safely in Afghanistan or how we would negotiate to get our hostages back, the refusal to pay ransom. The construction of the maximum pressure campaign, how we dealt with COVID and that emergency, and how we got 100,000 Americans back from around the world. These were really executive functions, and we were accountable for them. But honestly, John, I think the Republicans have a good bench, and
30 seconds,
I don't have any special insight into what President Trump might be thinking. But I think that. There are very good candidates to choose from.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated. As Mary said, much experience at the State Department, Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State. That would be Mike Pompeo. I'm John Patrick.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.